Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello everyone! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boomshika and I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to do answer a question that an individual asked. Again, I forgot to take down the name. I'm really sorry. I'm getting terrible at this. But the question was, Dear Boomshika, which is nice that they said dear. I was wondering if you could do a video on how INFJs are prone to addictions. I know a few INTJ and INFJs, and it seems that introverted intuition types tend to be addictive and that these addictions are often replaced by other addictions. Thank you. All right, so that was a really interesting question. Now, of course, I am not a psychologist or a psychotherapist or trained in anything like this at all. I'm not even trained in MBTI. I'm just trained in myself, and I only know myself, and this is one INFJ among hundreds of thousands of INFJs. And I've told you guys this before, that a lot of the stuff I say is not going to resonate with you, which is good, because not all INFJs are all the same. But a lot of it will resonate with you, because in a lot of ways, we are very similar. Now, one of the reasons I don't like this question, and that I'm not saying that because I don't like the person who asked the question, but I'm saying that I don't like the question is because I feel like addictions have a very negative connotation to them, And obsessions, for some reason, have not so much of a negative connotation to them. And I know that INFJs and INTJs as well, my sister's an INTJ and I see this in her, and we talk about it all the time, how we have these obsessive personalities. Now, how is an obsession different from an addiction? I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're just basically tiers, and addiction perhaps is higher than an obsession, but they're basically just the same kind of tier, like the same kind of idea, but on tiers, right? Different levels. So I don't really have any addictions, and I've never really had any addictions, but I've had many obsessions, and my sister's had many obsessions too. And they're a lot to do with the fact that we have these things that we get enamored with and we just want to do them all the time, right? I've given you many examples of my obsessions in the past. I'll talk about it again in this video. So one or two obsessions that I've had for the longest time, I've been writing stories, short stories and things like that since I was 12. And this obsession of mine has lasted since I was 12. I used to tell stories before that. If I could write properly, I would say them out loud. So I'd be sitting with my brother and sister or people around me, little kids. I usually used to be the oldest and usually the gang leader. So all these kids would sit around me and I would tell them a story. I would just make something up out of the blue and I would just tell them the story. And I've been doing this, telling stories, for the longest time now, obviously. It's in my blood. I love telling stories. I'm doing this right now, I guess, as well on YouTube. But I also write novels, and you guys know that as well. I write science fiction novels and other novels as well, romance and other things like that. And so this obsession has been with me for a long time, and I believe it is a part of me, a part of my personality, as much as my breath every single day, or the food that I eat, or the fact that I have black hair. Like, I mean, it's just part of me. And I'm going to be a writer and a storyteller until I die. That's just a part of me. It's a part of who I am. Now, I don't know if it's an addiction, it's obsession. Perhaps, I guess the difference would be that sometimes addictions can be a little bit more harmful to you than obsessions. Although I can surely see that some obsessions can be harmful to the person as well. I mean, if you have to close and open the door 12 times before you leave, or 20 times, or 26 times, something like that, every time you leave the house, that can be a little bit debilitating to your lifestyle, right? And so yes, there are different levels of both obsessions and addictions. Now, in general, I've never really had an addiction, perhaps because I know they're bad for you, but also because I never started smoking. I don't like it. I don't like the way my lungs feel and my throat feels after it. I don't like smoking anything. I don't smoke weed or cigarettes or anything. I don't vape. I don't do anything of that because I don't like to pollute my lungs. I never really got into drugs because, again, I don't like anything that pollutes my mind, and my mind is my haven, my temple and my body. And so I really don't like anything that will ruin the way I think or affect my brain chemical pathways or neurochemical pathways or my neural pathways in any ways. You know, I don't want anything affecting that, so I'm not addicted to that. I would say that I love potato chips, and so I can eat. But usually, because I know that I'm not, it's not good for me, I will eat one or two bags a month. Usually when I'm getting close to my period, I get obsessed with it. I want to eat chips. I just want to eat chips, and I eat like a bag or two and then I'm fine. But obsession-wise, I have many obsessions. And these obsessions have been with me for a long time. For example, I've gotten obsessed with, as you guys can see, YouTube. And people tell me all the time, I can't believe you do a video a day. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm obsessed with doing videos. And there's nothing I can do about it. I have to do them. No matter where I go, I'm always thinking about them. I'm thinking about all the different things I could talk about. Even when I'm having conversations with my friends, I'm like, oh, this is a great idea for a video. And they're like, I don't know if I like the idea of you doing videos and everything I speak to you about. I'm like, oops, sorry about that. But literally, I'm obsessed with it. I think about it all the time. Now, I don't know if it's an addiction or an obsession. Of course, now I'm not an expert. But for me, it's a positive obsession, right? I like it. It's my project. And INFJs get obsessed like that. We have these things where we're like, ooh, I really like this. Let me explore it further. So it might be animes or mangas. I love that stuff. And I started with it and I was like, yeah, I really like this. And I just kind of got addicted to it. I was looking at my screen time, you know, the amount of time I spend on my phone, and they have stats on it. I downloaded an app for it called Screen Time, and I saw that last week, I think I spent 25 hours in the week reading manga. 25 hours! I mean, that's a long time. Those were all hours that I spent happily reading manga, so it's totally worth it. But that's an obsession, guys. That is an obsession. So it's not an, is it an addiction? Maybe I could say that I am addicted to manga, but when I have work to do, I can very easily put my phone down and be like, all right, you got work to do now, go to do your work, and then after you're done your work, then you can read your manga again. So maybe that's not an addiction. I guess an addiction is so powerful that you cannot get over it, that you keep on doing it no matter what's going on around you, and it affects your lifestyle and affects the way you live your life, your social life, etc. And I guess none of my obsessions yet have affected my social life, because I have no social life, really. But I've had moments where I'm thinking to myself, I'd rather read my manga than go out and see my friends. So maybe that is an addiction. Either way, I must say that observing me and my sister, and she's an INTJ, I'm an INFJ, we have obsessions. We have many obsessions. For example, I'll give you a quick example. My sister, she is obsessed with getting fit and dieting and eating healthy, etc. And so recently she found, not recently, 6-7 months ago, she found out that broccoli is a great thing for you. And baking it with a little bit of cheese on top, a little bit of Parmesan cheese or whatever cheese, is really good, it's delicious, and it's good for you, yeah? And so she's been doing that for 6-8 months now, and she just eats it every single day. That's what she does. Every single day, she gets up in the morning and she grills while she's doing all her other stuff. She's baking some broccoli, and she has broccoli every day. Now, that's an obsession. Yeah, that is an obsession. If it's an addiction, I don't know. It's good for you. And she doesn't she doesn't eat it every day. She would say she eats it 5-6 times a week, which is pretty much every day. But the same thing for me. Once I get obsessed with a particular food or a particular restaurant in my neighborhood, I'll go there every morning. They'll see me coming in every morning. They're like, you really like our food. And I'm like, yep, I like it. It's great. It's good for me. It's tasty. I found a place that I like. I'm going to stick with it until I get bored of it. And then I move on to something else. But getting bored of it takes months and months and months and months on end. I think I've gone to the same place to eat for 6 or 7 months before I was like, yeah, I think let me go look for something different now. Again, obsessive personality. It also has to do with partly with the fact that I have a schedule to keep, and it's nice not to have to think about where I'm going to go eat, and it's good to find a really healthy place with a good energy and good vibes, so I don't have to worry about, you know, going in and people fighting or sending me negative energy. So I know there's a lot of reasons for it, right? But again, if you look at it from the outside, if you look at our lifestyle from the outside in, people can assume, they can make assumptions and say, you're a little bit addicted, aren't you? Now, you really have to be careful and look at it from your own perspective and say, are you really addicted? Is it affecting your social life? Is it affecting your lifestyle in general? Is it something that's a negative thing that you're doing? Or is it something that gives you a lot of positive joy? Now, of course, drugs give you joy as well, but my obsessions, like my YouTube stuff and my mangas and my yoga and my writing, they give me so much joy and a lot of positive emotions, and they make my life healthier, happier, and more well-rounded, and I feel so grateful to have those obsessions in my life. And so is it negative, is it positive? I think only you can decide, yeah? And so, as I said, I don't necessarily think that we have an addictive personality. Now, I don't, and as I've said, I'm just one INFJ, and my sister's just one INTJ out of 100,000 million. And so who knows, right? Maybe that is a thing. From my perspective, from what I've seen, we have obsessions, we have obsessive personality sometimes, we can get obsessed with things, but there's always a reason behind it, and in a lot of cases, it's not a negative obsession, in my opinion at least, in my own case at least. All right, I hope this answers your question. If you have any questions about this question that I've answered, then please comment below and I will do another video on it. And again, thank you so much for asking the question. Thank you for all your support. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.